Hello and welcome to Listen Up, the E3 Diagnostics podcast. My name is Adam Dawson, the digital marketing specialist at E3 Diagnostics. And today I have a great guest with me. I have Scott Corbett from Plus Optics. He is the director of pediatric business channels. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Adam. Nice to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about you and your background with Plus Optics and what you may have been doing beforehand?
Yeah, about me. Well, I've been with Plus Optics for about 5 years now. I sell mainly into pediatrics, vision screeners into pediatrics. And then before I was with Plus Optics, I actually sold a competitive vision screener for a different company for about 5 years. So I've got about 10 years experience with the various products and I've called on many, many specialties during that point in time.
Excellent. So you got quite a bit of experience.
Yes.
So can you tell me who is the ideal fit for a Plus Optics device? What is the ideal person? Who is this going to help the most?
Well, I don't know that there's one specific customer who's, quote, the ideal customer. I guess I'd put it this way. The ideal customer for a Plus Optics vision screener is anybody who's really concerned about protecting the vision of young children and detecting amblyopia really early on. And that could be one of many specialties. Obviously, pediatrics would be one. Optometry, ophthalmology could be another. But you'd also have schools in there. You'd have Head Start programs in there. You would have charities such as Lions Clubs and the like that are routinely screening or routinely seeing children at a very young age who need to check their vision long before you'd be able to do it using the traditional wall chart.
Okay. And if you were to say there is one significant problem that a Plus Optics device solves, what would it be?
Well, I think the previous answer kind of answered that to a degree. And the problem that the Plus Optics screener solves would be the fact that the earlier you detect an amblyogenic risk factor or a significant vision problem in a young child, the better off that child is most likely going to be if you catch it early. If you wait until that child's 7-ish, 8-ish years old, it varies from the child. But at that juncture, if they have amblyopia developed, there's probably no way you're going to be able to get them back to where they can see on a 20/20 level, what we would consider like perfect vision at 20/20. And so the problem would be that when you need to diagnose it or detect it when a child's 1 or 2 or 3 years old, they can't use the, they can't respond to you or cooperate with you on a cell chart. And so the problem is that we solve is we require no cooperation from a child at all. All they have to do is be able to focus on the smiley face of the screener for about 2 or 3 seconds, and the screener then will do all the work for them. They don't have to answer questions. They don't have to know their alphabet. They don't have to even speak the same language, and they're able to get an accurate assessment of the child's vision long before they can talk.
Wow, 2 to 3 seconds, that is very fast. Do other competitive screeners on the market kind of match that time, or do you guys do it a little faster?
I think that's probably about standard in the industry.
Okay.
Some are a little bit longer, some are a little bit shorter. But, yeah, just a matter of a few seconds is what most of them have, yeah. Anything beyond that, you would never get a child's attention.
Yeah, no way. So, kind of circling back to that, what advantages does a Plus Optics screener have over a competitive screener?
Well, I think the main advantages that we have over the competitive products, and there are several on the market, I would say our competitive advantage is the fact that we've been doing this for a long time. So Plus Optics is a German company. Everything we have is manufactured by us, assembled by us, developed by us in Germany, and then we air them over to the United States and we warehouse them outside of Atlanta in the United States. But we've been doing this for 20 years. And so as a result of that, you know, we were the first company to come up with a portable vision screener that gave immediate results. We were the first company that came up with a portable vision screener that was designed specifically for children. So in my mind, it's not a stretch to say we kind of created the vision screening market. There was one vision screener prior to us on the market, But the doctor or whoever was doing the test actually had to do the analysis. The screener just took the images, is what it did. So I think through 20 years, we've been able to tweak our thresholds and tweak our screeners to where they're extremely easy to use. They're extremely quick, as we talked about. But they're also quite accurate. And I think if you ask pediatric ophthalmologists or optometrists around the country who have a preference, a lot of them would say they prefer the plus optic screener because of the accuracy. And the other advantage I think we have would be that when you look at cost, so you buy our screeners up front, but then you don't have to buy anything else. So there's no monthly charges, there's no annual charges, there's no nothing. It's all in, which means that we're the lowest price screener on the market compared to everybody else if you look at the long term. I mean, some screeners you're gonna pay nothing up front, but then you pay a monthly fee for or an annual fee for, and over a period of time that really adds up. And you know, you're not gonna use a screener for a day or a month or a week or even a year. You're gonna use it for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. You know, we've got screeners out there still going strong 10 years after they hit the offices. So you kind of need to consider not just the upfront cost, but also the long term cost. And when you look at that, we're a premium product that is the lowest price on the market.
Yeah, that's very impressive. And what's even more impressive is that you mentioned that you have screeners out there that have been, actively in use for 10 years. That's just a really real testament. That's just a testament to the durability of this product.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say,
I have customers I've called on that I'd love to be able to sell them a new screener, but they've got a workhorse that's just every morning it turns on, it works perfect, and they've had it for 10 years, and they don't have any problem with it. But the other thing on that, just expand on the 10-year thing, we do guarantee that we will warehouse and service devices for 10 years from the date of purchase. I've sold numerous devices in the last couple of months from people who had a competitor's product that after a few years they decided the competitor wasn't going to service the product anymore. So when it broke down, they were stuck. Will guarantee it that we have parts in stock for 10 years after the date of purchase. And in fact, if you want to, we'll even warranty the product out to 10 years. I sold to a school, I think it was last year or the year before, I think it was last year, that actually the principal who bought our screener asked how long he could warranty it for, and I said 10 years, and he said, I'll buy it. He says, I guarantee you this thing's going to be dropped and broken, and, you know, accidental damage is covered under a warranty. So anyhow.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, a lot of businesses out there, they don't cover that accidental damage, so that's a pretty big deal that you guys do that, especially with a device that's portable and handheld. There's probably going to be a lot of drops.
We hope it's not a lot, but you know, it can get dropped. And frankly, the number one reason we get screeners back at our service facility down in Florida, the number one reason we get them back is because they've been dropped. Now, sometimes an office may not know, or a doctor or an office manager or the head of the Lions or school principal may not know it's been dropped because nobody's fessing up to the problem. But when we get it down there and you open it up, it's like, oh, yeah, this has definitely been dropped. There's broken things on the inside. Yeah. And we replace it and we ship it back in usually 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. And the only cost that the customer takes on is the shipping, correct?
As long as it's under warranty, yeah. The only cost the customer can have is ship it to us. Even we fix it for free and ship it back for free while it's under warranty. If it's not under warranty, then obviously the full brunt of the cost is on them, and that's just a decision everybody's going to have to make. But we obviously encourage extended warranties.
Yeah, of course. Other than catastrophic breaks and stuff like that, does the device require a lot of maintenance, like yearly maintenance or anything like that?
No, it's actually designed very redundantly. So, like for instance, the optic lenses that are inside the screener are put in there with redundancies, and so there's really no maintenance, no adjustments, no calibration. There's none of that kind of stuff that you have to do annually. In fact, the device was designed specifically so that things that you would expect to break down, such as batteries, for instance, are user replaceable. I know one of my competitors has a product that when the batteries die, and, you know, not on them, battery's going to die. I mean, they die all the time, right? But when the battery dies with theirs, that you have to actually send it back to them and they fix it. And so your price is a couple, $300, and you'll be without a device for a few weeks while they're fixing it and sending it back. Where with ours, we just use AA rechargeable batteries. That you can buy the exact model on Amazon.com right now, and it's about $18. And so if you have Amazon Prime, it's free shipping and $18. So that's you know, you're going to need to replace that, but the cost is just minimal, and a lot of people have them in stock anyhow. I sold a screener to an office. It was a nurse's. It's actually a school of health is what it was, and they were going to go out and do. They were going to go out and do screening of homeless kids and homeless people in the community, and that's why they bought our screener. And they're going to take it out there and then print the results. And one of the reasons they really liked our screener was we had replaceable batteries. So no one else on the market had the replaceable batteries. So if they went out and they did 30 screens in the morning and their batteries got used up, then they were done. They couldn't do anything else. With ours, they could turn the screener off, put in fresh batteries, and they could screen all afternoon as well. So it's a big deal.
Wow. Yeah, that is a big deal. And one thing that I like about that, too, is that, as you mentioned, you can just buy the batteries off of Amazon. And if you have Amazon Prime, that's two-day shipping. So, I mean.
That's right. And it's free shipping. So instead of paying $300 and being down for a couple of weeks with one of my competitors, you know, it's $18 to replace them, and, you know, you can get the batteries in a day or two, like you said.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. One other question I have, I wanted to go back when we were talking about differentiators. You mentioned something about how the Plus Optic device is incredibly accurate. Do you have any numbers off the top of your head that can kind of speak to that?
Oh, yeah, I've got all kinds of numbers. I'll try not to bore you with all of them, but our screener has been in countless clinical studies. I think when I have somebody who asks for a list of clinical studies, I think mine's out to like 16 studies right now, and those are just current ones. I don't send out studies that are older. It's just over the ones over the last few years. I think it's 16 now. And I say that because if a doctor approached us and said, look, I want to do a clinical study with 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds or whatever it is with your screener, and we send him one, we will set it up with the specifications or the thresholds he's looking for within the screener, which means that we now have 5 different settings in the screener that doctors, Lions, schools, Head Starts, whatever, can pick between based on what they're looking for. And with those different settings, they're going to find they can pull an accuracy, a specificity of 95%, which in a pediatric practices or maybe even a school setting is kind of nice, because the higher the specificity, the lower the over-referral rate. And over-referrals is kids you send on to be seen by a specialist that don't have a vision problem. Because the last thing you want to do is a Lions or a school or a pediatric practice or wherever. The last thing you'd want to do is to send a bunch of kids on to a pediatric ophthalmologist or an optometrist that don't need to be seen. It would make you look bad as the customer and to your patient, and also make your referrals look bad to the eye care specialist. Okay, so you can pull a 95% specificity, and that is coming from clinical studies. We can show you the studies where it came from, or if you wanted to, we can pull a 95% sensitivity. And that's nice for offices or for organizations that are probably only going to see a patient once, Lions Clubs, for instance. They're probably not going to be doing a ton of repeat screenings on children. And so you want to have the most accurate screen you can get on that child at that point in time. So, yeah, 95% sensitivity, 95% specificity, and you can pick which one you want or anything in between. Or if you want to make your own, we can make your own. So.
Wow. That's awesome. And you mentioned the studies. If a customer wanted to, they could probably find a handful of those on the Plus Optics website, correct?
Not at this juncture. They used to be able to, and they were taken down. I think they're going to go back up. But if you went to the Plus Optics website and you there's a contact form on there and said you'd like to get a listing of the studies, I'm probably the one who's going to get that email, and I'll send you my list, and so you'll be able to see it. So it's not like we hide them. You know, websites change, as you know, frequently, and we continue tweaking and adding things that people want. And so right now they're not on the website, but send us an email. We'll send it to you. We're not hiding anything from anybody.
Excellent. Okay, so those are all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you want to add before we end this conversation?
Well, I think the one thing I think I would like to add, and we haven't, you know, it's just kind of a closing comment, I guess, is all it really is. But, you know, if somebody's interested in vision screening and they get online and they do Google searches to find out what's available, there's a ton of misinformation out there. Some of it's put up by my competitors, and I fight it every single day where somebody's done some research and found a competitor and found something that they had on their website that's not, it's not untrue, but it's also not true. And so I would ask people to do their research and understand there are options out there. There's various products out there, and at least give Plus Optics a try, because usually when we get in a situation of trialing the products or talking to somebody, we win the vast majority of those sales. So yeah, I would certainly call up E3, talk to your E3 rep, and find out what's available, because they've got a great product in the Plus Optics. So
excellent. Thanks for that input, Scott. So that just about does it for this. I hope that you, as the listeners, have a better understanding about Plus Optics and all the great things that it can do. And obviously, as Scott mentioned, if you have any questions, concerns, or if you want a demonstration or whatever, please reach out to your local E3 office. They'd be happy to set something up with you. Scott, I want to thank you so much for your time and also for your awesome expertise. Thank you so much for joining the call.
No problem.